do, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ed Patrick speaking to you from the engine room of the steamship Homestead. It was built by the United States Steel's American Bridge Company in Ambridge, Pennsylvania, in the year 1922, and we're just about ready to begin the race. Now, before we begin this race, we'd like to talk to some very, very important people on this boat, the guys that really make the engine turn. Bob, I understand you have Chief Engineer Everett Moat somewhere around.
Yeah, just a moment. Yeah, I'll get him.
Okay, Bob. Bob Badger, WEDO News Editor, is down here in the engine room of the Homestead with us. How do you do, sir? Yes, sir, we want to talk to you. This is Chief Engineer Everett Moat of Pleasant Hill, Pennsylvania. And we're very, very happy to meet you, Chief. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Very fine. And first of all, before we start to talk about the technical turn, wonderful engine room down here, we'd like to compliment you on its cleanliness. I understand that this boat has been kept in service all through the week in preparation for this race, and you've been pushing barges up and down the river. You have never actually taken it out of service. Is that right, Chief?
Yes, sir, and I thank you for the compliment.
Well, a compliment is very definitely deserved, believe me, because this engine room of the Homestead is spotless. It looks like it's been freshly painted and freshly cleaned, and really is terrific. The brass work is shined, and the machines are completely free of grease and dirt. It's really wonderful. Now, Chief, I wonder if you'd tell me how long you've been on the Homestead.
I've been on the Homestead about 2 years.
2 years? And how long have you been in the River Transportation Department of Carnegie, Illinois Steel?
31 years.
31 years. Well, that wasn't a temporary job, was it? Well,
I believe I've got it a few years.
You're going to stick around a few years. Well, wonderful. Chief, tell me this. How long have you been chief engineer of the boat? I know you've been 2 years on this boat, but how long have you been chief?
How long have I been running chief? I got my first issue license in 1910. I ran second engineer 4 months and started running chief.
Run chief in the year 1910.
That's it.
Well, I think you're completely equipped then to pilot this these wonderful engines down here in this Homestead. Is that right, Chief?
If I'm not getting so old, I'm going to forget where it is.
Well, I don't think in the next 2 hours you're going to get old. Tell me, Chief, exactly what is the setup here on your engines? You'll have to excuse this. I'm not well qualified to talk about these wonderful engines you have down here. I wonder if you'd explain just in your own words how the engines work and how they turn the paddle wheels and so on and so forth.
Well, we have a tandem compound engine. High pressure cylinder, what we call, is 15 inches in diameter with a foot stroke. The low pressure is 30 inches in diameter with a 7 foot stroke. We carry a boiler pressure of 240 pounds of steam. We have tandem engines, both of them is connected to the same wheel shaft, and we expect to roll about 22 or 23 revolutions a minute.
22 or 23 revolutions per minute, and that means that we're going to win the race. Is that right?
We're going to try.
Oh, wonderful. Gee, that's just wonderful. I understand you're pushing how many barges?
475 feet long, 26 feet wide.
And about how much weight is that, of course, Chief?
Well, I don't know what the approximate weight of those barges are.
But it's quite a bit to stay out in front of this wonderful boat, the Homestead, though, isn't it? Well, Chief, it's wonderful to talk to you. And it's just about 10:20 in the morning now, and we're getting a few predictions. We've had the very, very fine, extreme pleasure of talking to Chief Everett Moat of the Carnegie, Illinois boat, the Homestead. Chief, there's one more technical point I wonder if you'd answer. What is this called, a towboat or a tug or what?
Towboat.
This is the actual terminology, is a towboat. Well, wonderful. Chief, I wonder if you'd say just a word about your family. I understand you live in Pleasant Hills. Is that right?
Yeah, I live on Demona Drive, Pleasant Hills.
And
I have a wife, one boy. My boy lives in Mount Gilead, Ohio.
Mount Gilead, Ohio. Well, I'll bet he's rooting for Pat Everett Moats here as he gets ready to take care of the engines. Well, Chief, we have your prediction, and it's really wonderful to talk to you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Well, we just had the pleasure.